Grandad was an Anzac, like in stories that we tell. Australia, New Zealand, Army Corps became brothers in arms in a place like hell. Grandad was an Anzac, the stories that were told. I was too young to know him, may the legacy never get old. He was a Yorkshire lad at 23, Walter Rhodes, that was his name. And he followed a dream to Australia, where waltzing a Matilda was the game. He waltzed across the outback, working blood, sweat and tears, slowly becoming an Aussie. He swagged around for 3 long years. Then in October 1914, he joined the King's war machine. A well-paid job and a meal each day, and all the training, a young swaggy's dream. Well, he started in the 10th Light Horse, but he flunked the riding test. So he joined the 3rd Regiment, 12th Battalion, and gave it his best. Yes, Walter Rhodes was an Anzac, let the stories that be told. In his tunic, breeches and slouch hat, awfully dapper and awfully bold. Like in the stories that we tell, the rising sun and fern leaf badges, catching boats to a place like hell. He embarked the ship Itonus from Frio in Feb 22. By now his mates called him Dusty Rhodes. They were mates in the same boat, and through and through. Well, he got off the ship in Suez, spent a few weeks in Gippo Land, joined the MEF expedition, Mediterranean, sounded pretty grand. Well, they landed at Gallipoli, 25th April 1915. He went head over heels with 80 pounds on his back. The boat was in deep water, and so was he. Well, weighed down by guns and ammo and other stuff for war. A lot of blokes drown that way, you'd say, never reaching the safety of the shore. Well, across the beach, our packs laid down. It was time to face the ruddy hill. Haversacks on and no ropes to climb. The bank was steep, crazy as hell. Well, Jackie Turk, he couldn't shoot down at us easily. The hill was too steep, you see. So we scrambled up to the open hand trenches, where the front line began for me. Well, Captain Lawler was the first ashore, the first to go on up ahead. By the time I reached the open hand, the captain, he was lying on the side. He was dead. Yeah, unlucky. He was a good leader. Well, Jackie Turk sniped most of our officers. There was nobody to take charge. There was confusion on the hill. Yeah, there was confusion. By and large, oh, they all just squatted around like a model lot of mad sheep. Nobody in charge, they squatted around. Some 11th and 12th and all of 3rd Brigade mixed up any old how. Holus bolus until we got relieved. Oh, Dusty Rhodes was an Anzac. The stories he would tell. And the landing of Gallipoli, not a tropical beach, but a great sandy hell. Grandad was an Anzac, like in stories that we tell. Australia, New Zealand, Army Corps were dying in a living hell. Well, a few hundred yards of beach at our back, we spent months trenched into those hills. Hill 161, if I remember, or 151. Yeah, well, I'd overlooked the Dardanelles. We'd pop Jackie Turks with long shots over a gully back and forth. At 200 yards, you'd be surprised, we gave him hell on that hill. For what it was worth. Well, he survived the August offensive. Had to take Hill 971. A hell of a hill, an old Jackie Turk held on. After all said and done. Top. The view was great while it lasted, but Jackie, he didn't stop. They came at us hell for leather, so we had to go back like hell. We heard the guns of Lone Pine, and we heard the light horse copping it in the neck. This was a place like hell. And Dusty was an Anzac. The stories that he told, I was too young to know him, but the legacy never got old. Oh, Grandad was an Anzac, like in stories that we tell. Australia, New Zealand, Army Corps became brothers in arms. In a place just like hell.